Yes, thank you very much, and welcome back to a very new look House of Keys. In fact, it is rather odd sat here in the Manx Radio booth as it stands, because not one member, and let's face it, we've got 12 new members, we've got half a new house, but not one new member is sat currently where they were last time, because of course there's a whole new seating arrangement, new constituencies, etc., etc. What I can tell you is that I haven't seen the public gallery so packed for 5 years, the last time all the newly elected members of the House of Keys were sworn in. And here they are, 24 successful candidates, half of whom are newcomers, and they will soon swear an oath of allegiance and sign a declaration. And their respective husbands, wives, partners, parents, family members, and a few friends, they all were allocated one guest each, although I think a few more have sneaked in to the process, shall we say. It included here in the public gallery, the president of Tynwald, Steve Roden, overseeing and just observing procedures, and the media bench as well is full. This is being filmed, of course, for the occasion and for posterity. As it stands at the moment, this is the highest number of first-time MHKs elected since 1976, or soon to be elected, because, of course, none of them are members of the House of Keys officially yet, but every member is here, as you'd expect. Five women elected by the voters, just to recap, last week in Douglas South, Douglas Central, Douglas East, Onchan and Garth, and all candidates have been sworn in, or will be sworn in, have been elected for a five-year term. This is the first sitting, if you like. The first full sitting then will be at 2:30 this afternoon, when a Speaker of the House of Keys will be elected. At the moment, we are waiting for the first and second Deemster, who will oversee proceedings, swearing in, declaring the allegiance. And then, of course, nominations close at 5 o'clock for a new Chief Minister. But I am sitting here and... it is fascinating to see the makeup of this new House of Keys.
And the Chief Registrar.
The Chief Registrar and the Deemster now walking into the Tynwald Chamber. Deemster David Doyle, Deemster Andrew Corlett, led by the Clerk of Tynwald, Roger Phillips.
Please do sit down. Honourable members of the House of Keys, ladies and gentlemen, we are assembled here this morning for the administration of the requisite oaths that need to be taken by members of the House of Keys. I am David Doyle, Her Majesty's First Deemster and Clerk of the Rolls, and it is my great privilege and pleasure to be presiding over this important ceremony this morning. I am accompanied by His Honour the Second Deemster, Andrew Corlett, the Secretary of the House of Keys, Mr. Roger Phillips, and the Chief Registrar, Mr. Stephen Crajean. Section 8 of the Representation of the People Act 1995 provides that no member of the Keys shall be permitted to sit and vote in the Keys until he or she has taken and subscribed the oaths required by law. Those oaths are the oath of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen and the oath of a member of the House of Keys. The procedure which will be followed is that the Secretary of the House will proceed to call members by constituency in turn, commencing in alphabetical order with Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, and ending with Rushen. A messenger will escort the members from their seats and back again once the formalities have been duly completed. Once the member's certificate of election has been checked by the Secretary of the House, he will announce, where appropriate, that the certificate of election is in order. In respect of the oath of allegiance to the Queen, this will be taken by each member individually. The member takes the testament in his or her hand and reads the oath on the card provided. The Deemster will then administer the House of Keys oath of office to the two members of the constituency. The members hold the testament or holy book in their hand, but no response is made. Members may, if they prefer, take an affirmation rather than an oath. For those members taking an affirmation, of course, the testament or holy book will not be used. A Deemster Corlett will assist me in the administration of the oaths and the affirmations. I intend to deal with the first six constituencies, and Deemster Corlett will deal with the second six constituencies. Each member will be required to sign the Liber Juramentorum under the supervision of the Chief Registrar, and will then return to his or her seat. When all members have signed the Liber Juramentorum, Deemster Corlett and I will then attest the signatures of the members. Now, that is the procedure for this morning's ceremony. I now ask the Secretary of the House of Keys to call forward the members by constituency.
Thank you, Your Honour. As the first Deemster has said, I shall now call the members to be sworn in alphabetical order of constituency, starting on the left hand and going round the chamber. So I first call the members for Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, Mr. Jason Morehouse and Mr. Graham Cregeen, to be taken forward. Your Honour, I find the certificate for these members to be in order.
Thank you. So we deal first of all with the Oath of Allegiance. If you could read the words on the card, it's I, your full name, and all the words on the card, please. Thank you very much.
I, Jason Robert Morehouse, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, so help me God.
Thank you very much. Can I ask you also to take the oath of allegiance?
I, Graham Derek Cregeen, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, so help me God.
Thank you very much. I will now administer the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys, and I do that as follows. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. So help you God and by the contents of this book. Thank you. God. If you'd like to say,
for the honourable members to be in order.
Thank you. Could you take the testament in your hand, please? Thank you very much. deal first of all with the oath of allegiance. So it's I, your full name, and the words on the card, please. Thank you.
I, Alfred Louis Cannon, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you. Could I ask you to take the oath of allegiance, please?
I, Timothy Simon Baker, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. I will now administer to both of you the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book. Sign the liberty of mentor.
I ask the Central to escort the honourable members for Douglas Central, Mr. Chris Thomas and Mrs. Anne Corlett, forward. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Mr. Thomas and Mrs. Corlett to be in order.
First of all, to do with the affirmation of allegiance, so could you read the words on the card? It's I, your full name, and the words on the card. Thank you very much.
I, Christopher Charles Thomas, do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
Thank you very much. Deal with the affirmation of allegiance. It's I, your full name and the words on the card, please. Thank you very much.
I, Catherine Anne Corlett, do solemnly, sincerely and truly affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
Thank you very much. I will now administer to you the affirmation administered to elected members of the House of Keys. And I do that as follows. You do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows, and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof, but in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. Could I ask you now to sign the Liber Juramentorum, please?
I now ask the Seneschal to escort the Honourable Members for Douglas East, Mrs. Claire Betterson and Mr. Chris Robertshaw, to be sworn. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Claire Louise Betterson and Christopher Roy Robertshaw to be in order.
It's I, your full name, and the words on the card, please. Thank you very much.
I, Claire Louise Betterson, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can I ask you to take the oath of allegiance, please? Thank you.
I, Christopher Roy Robertshaw, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and great successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I will now administer to you the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book.
I now ask the Seneschal to call forward the to escort the honourable members for Douglas North, Mr. David Ashford and Mr. Ralph Peake, forward to be sworn. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for David John Ashford and Ralph George Peake to be in order.
Thank you very much. I ask you to take the testament. Don't we deal with the oath of allegiance first? So it's I, your full name, and the words on the card. Thank you.
I, David John Ashford, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. To deal with the affirmation of allegiance, please. No, it's okay.
I, George Ralph Peake, do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
Thank you very much. I will now administer to you the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys, and I do that as follows. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows, and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book. I shall now administer to you the affirmation administered to elected members of the House of Keys, and I do that as follows. You do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows, and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. I invite you to sign the Liberatorum Notarum, please.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the honourable members for Douglas South, Mrs. Kate Beecroft and Mr. Bill Mullarkey, to be sworn. Your Honour, I find that the certificate of election for Kathleen Joan Beecroft and William Mackay Mullarkey to be in order.
Thank you very much. Could I ask you to take the testament in your hand, please? Could I ask you to take the oath of allegiance? It's I, your full name, and the words on the card, please. Thank you very much.
I, Kathleen Joan Beecroft, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much.
could ask you to keep that in there for a moment. Could I ask you to take that? Could you do with the oath of allegiance? It's I, your full name, and the words on the card, please. Thank you.
I, William Mackay Malarkey, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. I will now administer the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys. And I do that as follows. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book. Can I take the book? Can I invite you to sign the Liber Juramentorum, please?
I ask the Seneschal to escort forward the Honourable Members for Garth, Mr. Martin Perkins and Mrs. Daphne Crane. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Martin John Perkins and Daphne Hilary Penelope Kane to be in order.
I, Martin John Perkins, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and her heirs and successors. So help me God.
I, Daphne Hilary Penelope Kane, do solemnly, sincerely and truly affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
Thank you very much.
I'll now administer the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book.
Thank you.
And now the affirmation, which I will administer to you, Mrs. Kane. You do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. If you could just sign that.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the Honourable Members for Glenfaber and Peel, Mr. Ray Harmer and Mr. Geoffrey Boot, to be sworn. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Raymond Hare Harmer and Geoffrey Boot to be in order.
Mr. Harmer, if you'd like to take the oath of allegiance, please.
I, Raymond Carl Harmer, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and her successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. I,
Geoffrey Hood, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful, bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. So if you just keep hold of the testament, thank you. I will now administer the oath to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's Council, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. So help you God and by the contents of this book. Thank you very much. I'd like to sign.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the Honourable Members for Middle, Mr. Bill Shivins and Mr. Howard Quayle, to be sworn. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Robert Howard Quayle and William Shivins to be in order.
Thank you very much. Mr. Shivins, if you take the testament in your hand, read aloud your
name. I, William Cattle Shivins, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much.
I, Robert Howard Quayle, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. I'll now administer the oath to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's Council, your fellows and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. So help you God and by the contents of this book. Thank you very much.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the Honourable Members for Onchan, Sir Rob Collister and Miss Julie Edge. Your Honour, I find that the certificates of election for Rob Edward Collister and Julie Marie Edge to be in order.
Thank you. Mr. Collister, if you'd like to take the oath of allegiance, please.
I, Rob Edward Callister, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
I, Julie Marie Edge, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. I will now administer the oath to elected members of the House of Commons. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows, and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. So help you God and by the contents of this book. Thank you very much. If you'd like to sign. Thank you very much.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the honourable members for Ramsey, Dr. Alex Allinson, and Mr. Laurie Hooper. Your Honour, I find that the certificates of election for Alexander John Allinson and Laurie Lee Hooper are in order.
I, Dr. Alexander John Allinson, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and great and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. Do you take the affirmation of allegiance, please, Mr. Hooper?
I, Laurie Lee Hooper, do solemnly, sincerely and truly affirm and declare that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
I will now administer the oath to elected members of the House of Keys, so far as Dr. Allinson is concerned. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man. So help you God and by the contents of this book. And I will now administer the affirmation to Mr. Hooper. You do solemnly, sincerely and truly affirm and declare that Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly and do wrong to no man.
I now ask the Seneschal to escort forward the honourable members for Russian, Mr. Jewin Watson and Mr. Lawrence Skelly, to sworn. Your Honour, I find the certificates of election for Jewin Paul Watterson and Lawrence David Skelly to be in order.
Mr. Watterson.
I, Jewin Paul Watterson, do swear by Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors. So help me God.
Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Skelly, if you'd take the affirmation of allegiance, please.
I, Lawrence David Skelly, do solemnly, sincerely and truly affirm and declare I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors.
Thank you very much. I'll now administer to Mr. Watterson the oath administered to elected members of the House of Keys. Her Majesty's counsel, your fellows and your own you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. So help you God, and by the contents of this book. And the affirmation administered to elected members of the House of Keys, Mr. Scally. You do solemnly, sincerely, and truly affirm and declare that Her Majesty's Council, your fellows, and your own, you shall not reveal. You shall use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of this isle. You shall justly and truly deliver your opinion, and do right in all matters which shall be put unto you, without favour or affection, affinity or consanguinity, love or fear, reward or gain, or for any hope thereof. But in all things you shall deal uprightly and justly, and do wrong to no man. Thank you very much. If you'd like to sign the book.
Honourable members, the oaths and affirmations have been taken and administered in front of myself and Deemster Corlett. We are satisfied that each member has taken the necessary oath or affirmation of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen and the necessary oath or affirmation of a member of the House of Keys. Each member has signed the Liber Juramentorum, and we will in a moment inspect and attest those signatures. Honourable members, we have now completed the formal parts of this ceremony. You have all made a solemn promise to use your best endeavours to maintain the ancient laws and customs of the island and do right in all matters. In all things you shall deal uprightly and justly. In all your activities you will no doubt be conscious of the need to observe the rule of law. We must all respect the separation of powers between the legislature, the executive, and the judiciary. That vital separation is an essential part of our constitution. Last Thursday, the people of the island placed their trust and confidence in you. During your term of office, you will be required to consider many matters and make difficult decisions upon which the future well-being and reputation of our island and our people will depend. It is a heavy responsibility, but one which all of you have willingly chosen to undertake. I wish you well in discharging your onerous duties. We should never take our cherished democratic system for granted. We are all duty-bound to uphold fundamental democratic values in the best interests of the future of this wonderful island. On behalf of the judiciary, I congratulate each and every one of you on your election to the House of Keys. The Secretary of the House of Keys will now make an announcement in respect of the first sitting of the House.
Thank you, Your Honour. Honourable members,
in accordance with the precept issued by His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor, the first sitting of the House after the general election will be this afternoon at 2:30. The order paper for this afternoon's sitting is on your desks. I would ask that immediately after the departure of Their Honours the Deemsters, you all gather in the Keys lobby, which is to my right, to have an official photograph of the new House. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. That now concludes the proceedings. I thank you all for your attendance today. The Deemsters and the other officials will now depart.
And as the public gallery and all the members of the Keys, now elected, stand up, Deemster Andrew Corlett, Deemster David Doyle, and Gary Cregeen, the registrar, the chief registrar, depart the court. Interestingly, Mr. Cregeen is the brother of the newly elected member for Arbury Castle Town and Maloo, Graham Cregeen. And with that, I'll hand you back to the studio. We'll be back here on Manx Radio AM 1368, manxradio.com, at 2:30 this afternoon for the election of a new Speaker of the House of Keys. A very good afternoon to you.